Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Welcome to the Auburn Live Podcast, your home for bold, insightful, and honest conversations around Auburn athletics.
War Eagle! War Eagle!
Hey, how about you, everybody? Welcome into the Monday edition of the Inside the 20 with myself and Keith Niebuhr. We will do our best to get as much recruiting intel to you inside the 20-minute mark. I'm your host, Jeffrey Lee, Senior Recruiting Editor for Auburn Live on 3. Joined, as always, am I Mr. Keith Niebuhr. Mr. Keith Niebuhr, how you doing, big dog?
Good, man. Getting spam calls as we're doing this here.
Bye week, right?
Oh, yeah.
Bye week spam calls, yeah. They know you're welcome to the bye week, though, Keith. Welcome.
Yeah, I'll tell you what. It took a while to get here, didn't it?
Jeez Louise, man. Man, I tell you what, September was long.
Yeah.
It was a long month, man. But, hey, before we get started, we want a big how about you to Caleb Schofield, our man down in LaGrange, Georgia at Mike Patton Auto. Give Caleb Schofield a call if you're looking for a new or used vehicle. Keith certainly did, and it paid off big time. Caleb's got a they sell new Ford, Lincoln, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, and even Hondas, man. Honda's my favorite car, to be honest with you. I don't drive a car anymore, but if I did, it'd be a Honda. Maybe a Toyota. I don't know. I'm a Japanese man. But anyways, all used cars have to pass a multi-point inspection before they even sell them. They back those used cars with a free 3-month, 3-mile warranty. The new cars are even better because they come with a free lifetime powertrain warranty, unlimited time, unlimited mileage. Big-time deal right there. And if you're not in the market, like myself, refer somebody to Caleb. He'll give you $300. Pretty good deal. Caleb Schofield there at Mike Patton Auto on the Lafayette Parkway in LaGrange, Georgia, 334-531-0996. Keith can attest to the man and his vehicles. You love that Bronco, don't you,
yeah,
big dog?
I wanted that Bronco the minute I saw it. And I had a Jeep. I love Jeep Wranglers, but I love that Bronco. It was a car I wanted. It was a style I wanted. I wanted one. I don't need all the extra stuff. I'll save the $20,000 and get it. And not
you're a basic dude, right?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, but yeah. But I'll tell you what, it's a great car. I got the Cactus Gray. They made it easy. I mean, once we finally sat down and did the deal, it was just a couple hours and it was over with. And I love it. And you remember that movie in the movie Vacation where Chevy Chase is driving and he's picturing himself with Christie Brinkley riding with him in the car and he's smoking the cigarette. That's how I feel every time I get in this car.
Oh,
yeah. It's an awesome ride. The top comes down. I mean, it's probably going to add 10 years to my life, to be honest with you, Jeffrey. Yeah.
And yet, somehow you're still single.
Well, I mean, it's a lifestyle choice, Jeffrey.
you're married to your Bronco.
I know that somebody this great could be available, but oh. Yeah, well, let's talk recruiting. Enough about life.
But be honest with Keith, yeah. I think we've talked about this off the air, but man, you know, for Auburn to be having the season they are and the drama that's coming with it, the uncertainty of the coaching change, if and when, for all of that, we somehow have had some positive buzz around recruiting.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I look at the 11 commitments and I look at it from an impartial view. And look, they're good. It's not an elite list. It's not.
Absolutely.
But it's not terrible either. And again, given the circumstances and listen, these recruits and their families, they read these websites like ours. They're on Twitter. They're on Facebook. They know what's going on. Okay. Now they don't know what the final resolution is going to be and who, if a change, you know, they don't know what the future holds, but they see what we see, and yet people are still committing. And that says, one, a good deal about the staff. They're working hard, as they should. They're playing to the whistle, as I like to say. But also it says a lot about Auburn, and we mentioned this on the mm-hmm. on the show that we did Sunday night, that there's a lot to sell. Great school, great program, great facilities, great place to live, great dorm situation, close to the athletic facilities, close to where they eat. a town that is, you know, the life of the community, the lifeblood of the community is a football program. So there's so much to sell. And to their credit, is they are selling it. Now, if you're an Auburn fan, you still want to see some wins, not only on the football field, but you want to see some recruiting wins over over elite programs. Now, the reality is that might not happen until the situation's resolved one way or the other. But in the meantime, you know, you pick up an offensive lineman, Clay Whedon, last week. Probably a developmental guy, but some definitely a good piece of clay with which to work.
No pun intended.
What's that?
No pun intended.
Well, yeah.
Piece of clay in which to work.
Yeah. There's a lot. They've got a lot of irons in the fire. I mean, they're going to see a lot of guys this week. Now, the truth is they're going to have to hold off for their top recruits committed, the Jeremiah Cobbs of the world. They're going to probably have to hold off some people. So it's a constant work. It is constant work. Excuse me. And the last staff for about 3 years, Jeffrey, you'll remember, the last 3 years had to deal with uncertainty, the cloud of uncertainty hanging over their head. And it does. Yeah, there's a reason why those last few Gus Malzahn classes weren't what his first few classes were. Mm-hmm. It does catch up to you. But all things considered, you know, there's some keepers here, I think, in this class.
Talk about some of the guys. I know you had in the War Room Plus this morning on Auburn Live on 3, and if you're not a member of Auburn Live on 3, man, you're really missing out. We've got a lot of great intel coming out this week, as we always have, and I'm sure there will be coming in the weeks ahead. Auburn Live on 3, 50% off annual subscription right now, 1 week free. Check us out. You will not regret it. Also, if you're watching on our YouTube page, please click like and subscribe to our YouTube page.
Yeah, Jeffrey, there's inflation out there that's through the roof, but our prices are staying the same or getting lower.
Basement.
So you're getting more for your dollar. I can't get the words out, but it's worth the deal. Let's put that way.
Yes.
I don't work for the Federal Reserve, you know what I mean? But it's a pretty good deal right now. But I continue your thought. I'm sorry.
I don't know it now. No, it was about the recruiting. Where you had the War Room Plus up this morning. Several stops have been noted. There will be several more, but the ones we know of right now, I think you had Rock Bellantoni going to some schools, Christian Robinson going to some schools. I had Brian Harsin today in Alabama, was going to Saraland, Mobile Christian, Viger High School today, this afternoon.
Well, I'll let you talk about Harsin but when I'm done here. But what we know, Rock Bellantoni, so he's your South Florida area recruiter. We know that's an area that's vital to Auburn recruiting. I mean, you don't have to send 10 guys a year down there, but historically Auburn's done great down there. The kids love getting away from that hustle bustle of South Florida. The ones that like getting away from it seem to really enjoy Auburn. So later this week, he's going to go to see one of their commits, Wilkie Denard, who's a four-star edge. We think will probably may move inside at some point because he's getting bigger and bigger. But, you know, FSU is certainly hanging around. He visited FSU over the weekend, Wilkie did. The feeling is if FSU, at least on the FSU side, if they push, it could get interesting. So for Auburn, the timing's pretty good. You got your open week. You go by. You get to see this kid face to face, and he knows that you care. He knows that you still want him. You're going to his school, so that's significant. Also Thursday, Rock is going to see. He's going to stop by a lot of schools in Fort Lauderdale area. Those include the four big ones, the ones with the elite programs down there historically: Dillard, Plantation American Heritage, St. Thomas Aquinas. We know that program well. And also Hollywood Chaminade Madonna, which is home to Edwin Joseph, the four-star cornerback that Auburn's recruiting. I don't know if they're even in his top two or three yet, but he was there for the Auburn-LSU game and has said he'll return for an official visit. So you're just kind of making your presence known down there, hitting schools, letting people see that Auburn logo, talking to coaches. You can't really talk to the recruits, but talking to coaches. Who else do you have? What young guys do you need? Because it's one thing for a coach at, let's say, St. Thomas Aquinas, who's Roger Harriott, to say, hey, I've got these young guys, keep an eye on them. Well, you go watch the film, but when you go to the school, granted, you can only say hi to these guys, but you get to eyeball them.
Mm-hmm.
And the young guys, what does this guy's body look like? Holy cow, look at that guy. All right, let me mark that down. That's going to be a guy we need to pay attention a little bit more closely to. So there's all kinds of that stuff going on, building relationships, renewing relationships, and people say, well, wait a second. If a coaching change is impending, why put in the effort? Well, because, again, you're selling Auburn as much as anything else. You're not just selling yourself and the staff around you. You got to sell the program. So those are going to be some big stops. Then Friday, obviously, the really big one, Reuben Bain and the Miami Central kids. And that includes Stanquan Clark, the linebacker that Auburn's pushing for. He's going to officially visit Auburn in November. I believe the Auburn coaches, Jeffrey, and I think you know that you've written this too, are going to go to the Miami Central, Miami Columbus game. There'll be more than a dozen Division I prospects in that game. And they're going to hit a bunch of schools Friday in Miami. Now, Thursday, when Rock Bellantoni hits some of these schools, Zach Etheridge, the secondary coach of Auburn, is going to join him down there. So he'll get to eyeball some of these DB targets in Broward County, where there are a lot of them. And then Friday, I believe Christian Robinson, the linebackers coach, is going to join him for part of the day. And they're going to go see some guys, including a young linebacker at Miami Norland that's a 2024 kid. So, you know, you're constantly just – we're recruiting. You know, this is the week. These guys are itching to get out there and rebuild, reconnect with college with the high school coaches, learn about the young guys. So it's going to be a significant week. Now, those are just the ones we really know about.
Right.
Coaches all over the place. We know that. We just don't have all the visits designated yet.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
It's time for today's Lucky Land horoscope with Victoria Cash.
Life's gotten mundane, so shake up the daily routine and be adventurous with a trip to Lucky Land. You know what they say, your chance to win starts with a spin. So go to LuckyLandSlots.com to play over 100 social casino-style games for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Get lucky today at LuckyLandSlots.com.
Available to players in the U.S., excluding Washington and Michigan. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
So Rock will, and Christian Robinson will come down Friday. We'll see Stanquan Clark. Yeah. Rock will see Ruben. I think you wrote Christian Robinson also was going to see sometime this week Arion Carter, the four-star linebacker from Memphis. Another guy is Edwin Spillman. He's a 2024 four-star linebacker. I think he's from the Lipscomb, Nashville area, so he's on the other side of Tennessee. But as far as Harsin today with Saraland, Viger, Mobile Christian, I think the biggest recruit out of those three schools is the four-star edge in the 2024 class, Sterling Dixon.
We also have the Ryan Williams kid.
I knew there was somebody else, man.
Yeah, I just thought of it right now.
I knew there was a – yes.
That's right. 2025 receiver at Saraland, just committed to Bama, but his dad signed with Auburn out of high school.
That's right. Just committed to Bama. I think Auburn offered him a few months ago. That dude's a stud from everything that I've seen and heard. That dude's a stud. But Sterling Dixon, the four-star edge from Mobile Christian, 2024 guy. He's going to make a commitment December the 1st. Auburn, Alabama, LSU, presumed to be the kind of the front runners there. Auburn is leading in the on-three RPM, but I think it's because he's been to Auburn probably more than any of the other two schools. At this point, Keith, if I'm Auburn or non-Auburn, I'm going with not Auburn. I don't know if it's Alabama or LSU or wherever, but I don't feel as confident with Auburn in Auburn's chances as the on-three RPM.
Yeah, I agree with you. I think over the summer, the word was the kid was really into Auburn and was closing in on a commitment to Auburn. But then he visited Bama, got the Bama offer.
Right.
I think the people at Auburn thought that he still may commit at Big Cat Weekend. And I think they think that maybe the family didn't really want him to, wanted him to hold off. And now, you know, it does seem like Auburn may be running third right now. But again, he's 2024. You know, we'll have to see what happens at Auburn with the coaching situation, whether it's an announcement of stability, keeping this, you know, the current regime, which, you know, we don't think is going to happen, but who knows? I don't rule out anything. Or you move on to the next staff, and then we'll have to see how that group, one, they have to identify whether they would want him, right? Does he fit what a new staff would want if there is a new staff? And then two, how does he feel about those guys? So there's so many unknown variables at this time. It's really been a challenge for us. I feel like it's been hard to get your arms around it, but I feel like we're keeping people in the loop pretty well.
Yeah, and I think it's big to note, and you stressed this earlier, but, you know, people are saying, you know, where's this momentum coming with all this going on? And I mean, Auburn is a desirable place for a lot of these kids. Yeah. And then you throw in what we consider to be kind of an NIL collective on the up.
Yeah.
That's at least par with some of the rivals, or at least what we're hearing. Those two things are very, very important. I also think relationships with these coaches absolutely play a factor. I think Ruben Bain, when you look at him, we talked about Rock going to see him. There's such a good relationship there. Drew Fabianich also has a great relationship with Ruben Bain. So there is a lot of things working for Auburn behind the scenes that you don't necessarily see on the field. And, you know, those recruits, we've talked about it, man. They want some. They want results. Don't get me wrong. But you're not shoving them away by having a 3-4 season up to this point. Now, when it comes to the Quay Russos and the James Smiths, those guys, and even Reuben Bain to a certain extent, we know those guys want to play on the big stage. You're not going to get those guys going with back-to-back losing seasons and the same coaching staff.
Yeah. Well, they want to, one, know who's going to be coaching. And then, two, do I like these guys?
Right.
Well, they already know this staff. They have to then determine if they like the new guys and in a short period of time. You know, those first – if you make a change those first few weeks and those first few phone calls, boy, they're going to be significant because we've heard before, Jeffrey, both of I have heard before from talking to multiple kids through the years – sometimes that first call is just an instant connection, and sometimes the kid will say, "Man, that guy didn't know anything about me."
Yeah,
you know, we've heard, you know, it's run. We've heard both. So yeah, it's significant, and you know, Reuben Bain's an interesting one, and we've talked about this before. And I know you and I are both kind of thinking, "Man, should we put in a pit for Auburn?" But I'm actually glad we held off, and
yeah,
because he visited Florida State over the weekend. He's going to continue to visit other schools. I'll have more on him later this week, but it's. You know, guys like that, man, it's a roller coaster ride. One week you feel like, man, this could happen any day. And then the next week, you know, you don't hear from the kid for a couple of days. So, and I'm not saying that's what's happening with him per se, but it's when you start battling. And by the way, this is a good thing. Auburn getting in there and mixing it up for the elite kids again. That's a step. Okay. Because the last cycle, you know, Curtis Perry was one that they mixed it up with. And I never felt he was going to Auburn, quite frankly.
That was one of those you've seen it before.
Between me and you, I mean, and everybody else listening, obviously. I think for me, yeah, don't tell anybody. You know, Reuben Bain, James Smith, Quay Russo, to me, those are guys more likely to play on Sunday than Curtis Perry.
Absolutely.
Who was an outstanding high school player. But they're mixing it up. They're getting in there. You know, they're still trying to flip guys. They're working on guys like Stanton Rammel, the offensive tackle.
Oh, yeah.
At Thompson High School in Alabaster. They're still trying to flip Keldrick Falk from FSU, although I think that one's going to be hard. I don't know. Again, there's so many ebbs and flows to these things, but FSU feels really good. But they're working on guys. Stanquan Clark, the linebacker at Miami Central, well, he's committed to Louisville. And, they're working on a four-star guy, by the way, and Miami is after him as well, and he's right there in their backyard. So there's constant movement, constant activity. And, you know, we've had people on the board say, well, it's good to see them finally out recruiting. Well, you know, up until this week, they've only been able to go on the road Friday nights.
Yeah.
Now, last week on a road game, you could maybe send a guy like Jimmy Brumbaugh out on a Thursday night and he could meet the team Friday, but they haven't had too many opportunities. And, you know, obviously you can say whether you like the plan or not to have your coordinators back on Friday night doing team meetings and all that stuff. Do you think that's a good plan? I don't know. That is their plan. And that's what they've been doing. But this is really their first chance, their first week, Parson to get out on the road, really hit a lot of schools. Again, somebody said on the board, Jeff, has Parson hit any schools? Well, no, they haven't had any off weeks. He's been to a game or two, but he's, you know, should he have gone to more games? I think so. It's not my call. I think so. But he wants to watch his son play. That's fine. That's his prerogative. But that's not how I would have done it. But like, as you said, I'm single. I don't have any kids. So, but they're out there this week. And is it too late? That's a fair question. That's a fair question. But again, I think there's a lot of moving parts. They're working hard. They're in it with a lot of kids. And that's probably the best you could ask for, given the situation and the circumstances with the stability or instability of the coaching staff, plus the losses on the field. I mean, I don't know where else they could be right now, to be honest with you.
It's so difficult right now. Especially to well, you mentioned Reuben Bain and not putting in a pick. I think it's going to matter if Rock Bellantoni is not here. I think it's going to matter if Drew Fabianic is not here for Reuben Bain. I really feel like those two guys are instrumental in Reuben Bain. If they are here, I really like Auburn's chances with Reuben Bain. I don't know that they're going to be here, which is why I'm reluctant to put in or hesitant to put in a pick. Now, and after the last week of gathering information on him, I don't know that I'm going to have Reuben Bain at 75% on the hot board, maybe around 6. I think Auburn's still the team to beat. I just don't think they're that big of a team to beat right now.
Yeah,
It's so difficult to do that because you just don't know what's going to happen.
Well, I know Miami feels some great confidence there. Alabama's still in it. FSU's still hanging around. So I don't.
Yeah. I'm not as confident as I once was.
I don't share your confidence at all. I'm not saying they can't get them.
There you go.
NIL is this. You know, we don't know the NIL numbers, right? And that's the great unknown right now, mm-hmm. right? That's the X factor, the unknown variable. And so he may have an NIL situation that we don't know about. That Auburn's is far better than anybody else's. And
when we're putting in predictions, let's say I put in Reuben Bain to Louisville, okay? And after he signs with Miami, we find out that he's had a $1.2 million NIL deal. Well, hell, man, if I'd have known that, I wouldn't have put him going to Louisville.
Yeah.
So it's going to make our jobs a lot harder. I kind of think it's fun, though, man.
Now, I will say this. Some people that cover certain schools, and Brett Whiteside and Beth Burkett, if you're listening, we love you guys. They know we like them. We've always been good to them, and they've always been good to us, quite frankly, Brett and Beth. But I do know that there are reporters that are floated these numbers, right? And maybe you don't use them. Maybe you don't use them in stories, but maybe you use them in your analysis of where you think a kid might go. So maybe we'll start getting floated some numbers at some point. But what if it's just that a kid is three times as much to go to UCLA than to go to Nebraska? Well, and if you don't know that, it certainly makes your job much harder. Now, you would hope that and by the way, we should point out, kids very rarely bring any of that stuff up. They're not
talking. Keith, do you think in our profession we will ever get to the point of asking recruits, how's the NIL offer
We probably need to.
Is that a fair question?
Yeah, we probably need to.
Hey, I mean, John Doe, how does Auburn's NIL offer to you compare?
And maybe that's the way to ask it, not how much.
Right.
How much might not be my business.
It's not my business. I don't want him asking me how much my paycheck is.
Yeah. God, I don't want him to know mine. No.
He would be like, damn, you're doing that for this? But is it fair to say, how does Auburn's NIL package to you stack up with Alabama's?
I think so. We probably already should have been doing it. But, yeah, it's a whole new, we're trying to learn, too, as we go.
Sure.
And our sources sort of keep us in the loop the best they can. Hey, we feel good about this. And sometimes we can put two and two together.
Sure.
Somebody may say, hey, we hear Auburn's trending for this guy, and NIL situation certainly helped, things like that. So it's not like we're totally out there and not in the loop, but we're not entirely in it either.
I think you've got to the reason Auburn's going to have success in recruiting moving forward, regardless of who the coach is NIL, Auburn being what Auburn is. I think the opportunity for early playing time, especially for edges and offensive linemen and Keyshawn Blackstock, guys like that, Auburn's going to sign JUCOs. They're going to have 3 to 4 transfer portal guys. They're going to have 3 to 4 high school developmental guys. So this is going to be an interesting class, regardless of who the coach is. I'm excited. I'm looking forward to seeing how this pans out over the next 2 months. We're 2 months from signing day, December the 21st. Whoever came up with that date ought to be shot.
Yeah, I read somewhere somebody else wrote it was the 16th, but everything we have is the 21st, so hopefully that's,
Dude, let me do this real quick. I got it right here, Keith.
Yeah.
I got it right here saved. I've got my hunting trips around it.
We're at 22 minutes, by the way.
We'll have to throw a flag.
Yeah.
It's not December 16th because that's the contact period.
Yeah.
The dead period starts December 19th.
Yeah. It's the 21st then.
And the 21st is the Wednesday. It's the 21st. So, a lot to go. So 2 months, basically. Yeah. 2 months until the dead period. Then the last 48 hours is always the most fun.
And think about all that happened between now and then at Auburn.
We're going to watch this show, or I won't watch it, but thinking back to what we're talking about now, is it even going to matter?
And if you have a new staff, there are literally going to be five new names pop up every day. New names of targets, and they're just going to be coming out of the blue.
New staff, new assistants, relationships with this guy that Auburn was not even recruiting. And the same can be said for if Rock Bellantoni goes somewhere, you don't think he's going to have, Reuben Bain coming in for a visit?
Yeah.
So it works both ways. All right, Keith, we threw the flag. We're taking the 15-yard penalty. We apologize for everybody for overstaying our welcome. I hope we didn't, actually. But join us back Wednesday, man. We'll be back in 48 hours to do this all over again. We'll continue following the coaches. We'll continue putting out the recruiting intel. We'll have a War Room Plus on Wednesday. We'll have the War Room on Friday. We'll have Modcasts on Thursday. We've got content cranked out. We'll always be doing daily content on our YouTube page. Please like and subscribe to that page. We will appreciate it. Auburn Live on 3. Go check us out. 50% off an annual subscription. Whew. A lot of stuff going on, people. Come learn about it with us, because we're learning it on the fly as well. Thanks, everybody, for listening. See you back Wednesday. For Zach in the back, for Keith Niebuhr, I'm Jeffrey Liebman. Y'all stay out of the left lane. See ya.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.